how to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this Thursday, the 19th of June, 2008. Ted, I am sure that if we have new listeners out there and they're hearing our dialogue, they are just shocked and appalled.
Well, it's kind of like people who've been living in darkness and you suddenly turn on a light. You experience some initial pain in your eyes, but it quickly goes away and you see things as you've never seen them before.
Well, and it's hard for people to handle the truth sometimes, but I'm not here to start any race riots. I'm not here to topple a government. I am not here as an anarchist. I am here in support of a constitutionally limited republic to throw the Marxists, the socialists, the ne'er-do-wells out of government. I am here to get my country back. I'm here to help throw the bankers out of this country that have just absolutely wreaked havoc in this country. And you know, the funny thing about this, Ted, and I've been hot all over the financial stuff of late because, well, it is of great importance. The Bank of International Settlements, bless their little tardy little souls, have said that, well, folks, you may want to get ready here for a worldwide depression. Funny, I think that happened back in 29 under the very same auspices, but the difference was that, well, back in 29, over 30% of the people in this country were working a farm or worked on a farm. We were coming out of an agrarian society going into the corporate state, if you will, that was backed by the bankers, and they just had absolutely explosive growth. All fine and dandy, but look at all the problems that was associated. If we would have had a sound, non-funny money system, the landscape of this country wouldn't look like corporate badge America. Ted, I'm sitting here in Round Rock, Texas, and they've built these flyways and overpasses, and, you know, we're just a little stop here north of Austin, but if you come into the city, it looks like corporate logo land. The community itself produces nothing. All we have is retail outlets for the corporate structure. And I've reminded people that if we had a slower, more sustainable growth in this country, we would not have the poor planning of the cities. We would not have all this chaos in our economy. We would not have these extreme booms and bust cycles. The difference between now and 1929 is in 29 we had almost no national debt. We had a labor force that was one of the best in the world. We had all the ingredients to lay the groundwork for continued and sustained, albeit slower, growth. But here we are in 2008, teetering on the brink of literal bankruptcy across the board, and people are sitting around scratching their heads and they're going, gee, how did we get here?
Yeah.
They don't have a clue. They don't have a clue. I'll tell you what, I've diatribed here long enough. When we get back, Ted, I want you to cover this Israeli attack of the Amalekites. Folks, even some of the people in Israel are highly upset about what's going on. This is what I'm saying. Truth and justice is not reserved for one population, one people, one skin color, or one belief system. A wrong is a wrong, and a right is a right. We'll take this break. We'll come back right after this with the Reverend Ted Pike, truthtellers.org.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh.
I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop-shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net. Or call 903-356-6443.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newsandviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newsandviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion. Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen, special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all-natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
For Real Talk Radio, you're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Ted, we're back. What is going on in Israel right now?
Well, recently the Knesset voted to establish thousands more homes in the occupied territories, primarily, I think, the West Bank. And throughout the spring, there have been reports coming from the Arab community in the West Bank that Israeli settlers are actually becoming very violent against Palestinian landowners there. They're coming out and beating them up viciously. And this has been very hard to document, but the Israeli human rights organization, B'Tselem, gave out 100 video cameras to members of people out in the West Bank. And last week, BBC reports that four masked Israeli settlers came out with baseball bats, and a young woman was able to videotape them as they told an elderly woman who was shepherding goats in her field next to an Israeli settler, a settlement. They told her that unless she vacated her land forever, in the next 10 minutes they were going to beat her up. And she defied them and said she would never leave the land. They went after her with baseball bats. They beat her, her husband, and her nephew, which were there. This was all recorded on videotape, to the shock and dismay of the whole world. And what I do in this article is I point out that there's quite a discussion in Israel today contemplating the possibility of even greater violence toward the Arab population. I wrote an email just last week about two young Arab youth of 16 and 17 years old, which were surrounded by a mob of up to 200 Israeli youths who descended on them and beat them up viciously, stabbing one several times, nearly killing him. And this mood of violence toward the Arab world is spreading, and certainly out on the periphery of Israel's expansion into the occupied territories, we find extremely radical and violent ultra-Orthodox Jews who are literally taking the law into their hands.
Well, and this and the name of the organization again is, and it's spelled B apostrophe T S E L M. This is actually an Israeli human rights group that is
handed out these
100 video cameras to tape these abuses.
Oh yeah, they are much to be applauded. They're very courageous. In fact, Beth Selm has been a leading critic of Israel for its systematic torture of many, many thousands of Arab prisoners in Israeli prisons.
Well, and of course, we have a president here that thinks torture's okay.
We have
the Supreme Court that rules on it, but the next day we had our Attorney General basically saying that, well, the trials are going to continue.
Yeah.
I mean, Ted, what for the absence of sanity and reasoning, what is wrong with these people? What I mean, we can say that the devil got a hold of them, but they're practicing something that heretofore we were the guys on the steed. You know, we were the guys wearing the white hats, if you will.
Yes.
We were the guys that were considered to be the good guys for freedom and liberty and honesty in government and transparency and all that stuff. What happened?
Well, I point out in this article that it's not just Palestinian Arab rocket attacks or suicide bombings or things like that are raising the temperature of anger of the religious, especially the religious Orthodox community in Israel. The fact of the matter is that the most sacred scriptures of Judaism, primarily the Babylonian Talmud, but also the Zohar or Kabbalah, advocate that the Jews are a special semi-divine race far above Goyim or the Gentiles in their humanity, and the Zohar or Kabbalah very specifically and many times describes the Gentiles, that's you and I as well as the Arabs, as animals in human form. We are on the level spiritually and physically with demons. We should be given no more charity or kindness than we would give to the devil himself, and so on. This kind of hate speech fills the Babylonian Talmud of the Pharisees and their mystical revolutionary Kabbalah. Now these settlers out in the West Bank and at the, as they say, on the periphery of Israel's expansion through these settlements, they are all very devoted followers of the Zohar or Kabbalah. They live and they breathe it. Their rabbis are fanatical adherents of the Kabbalah. In fact, they consider the Kabbalah, that's the Zohar, the five volumes of the Zohar, to be more inspired than the Talmud itself. And, of course, the Talmud and Zohar are considered much more inspired by God, by these Jews, than the Old Testament. And so what they're doing is they're putting into practice, you see, the Zohar repeatedly refers to the Gentiles as Amalekites. And back in the Old Testament, when God was bringing the Hebrews out of Egypt, there was a tribe, a nation called Amalek, which bitterly resisted the progress of the Hebrew people to Palestine. And God laid down a curse against Amalek for perpetual generations. And that's being picked up in Israel today. In fact, there was an article in Haaretz in Israel called The Amalek of Our Times, in which they are saying that there's a lot of discussion in Israel today, pro and con, whether we should literally take whether the Jews in Israel should literally take the commands to extirpate, to kill Amalek, the Arabs, literally, and go out and actually do it. And there are a number of these ultra-Orthodox rabbis who are making public statements that Jews should take those Old Testament commands literally and go out and physically end the lives of any Arabs who withstand their expansion in the occupied territory.
You know, we're when I say we, let me rephrase that. This Bush administration, Dick Cheney, and all the rest of the neocons are desperately trying to start a war with Iran.
Yes.
Now, Israel has said many times that if we go in there, we know the United States will back us, even if we start it.
Sure.
And I want to remind people, and this happened several months ago, and you saw it all over our controlled media outlets in this country, more propaganda, that Ahmad Ahmadinejad had said that he wants to wipe Israel. And I just heard it again, regurgitated on the news shows last Sunday, that Ahmadinejad wanted to go in and wipe Israel off the face of the map. And, folks, I'm here to tell you that's not what he said. He said, I would like to wipe Zionism off of the face of the map. There's a big difference there.
Yeah.
A big difference. Now, whether one wants to argue about the state of Israel, the question is, what do you do with 6.5 million Jews? What I have said about that is that Israel has its own boundaries now. They have their own country. 6.5 million, maybe even 7 million now. There's a lot of turmoil in Israel right now because it has been led down the wrong path through a Zionist government, and they're not happy about it. There's a lot of consternation going on there. The Palestinians, which the Palestine folks, it used to be Israel, used to be part of Palestine. Well, it was Palestine before they plopped Israel right in the middle of it. And Ted, I have said this, and I've said this repeatedly, that they have got to stop. They have got to stop this taking and stealing of lands. They have absolutely no intention of having any peace. And here's where the rub is between the Palestinian people and the Israelis, is that they want their land. They want to keep it. They don't want illegal settlements there. They don't want walls. They don't want to be curfewed. They don't want to be walled in, told what to do on their own land that the Israelis are trying to steal. So here is my simple solution, Ted, to this problem, that the Israelis hop over the border to their own defined nation, make peace with their neighbors, and let's stop this stuff. Ahmadinejad, I got to tell you, the press has been painting him as if he's the devil himself. Let me remind you of something, folks. Not only do Arabs, but also Jews live in Iran peacefully.
Yes.
Now, how, Ted, is that possible if these evil Muslims just want to kill all the Jews?
Sure. Well, you know, historically, the Jews and the Arabs have always gotten along pretty well because they were both anti-Christian, and in fact, clear back in medieval times, the Jews were actually scouts for Muslim armies and so on, and they shared a fairly similar doctrine coming out of the Old Testament, a belief in one God and so on. And but with the Zionist presence in Palestine beginning at this century, then suddenly there's this tension begins there. The Arab world, by the way, was very, very much in favor and very admiring of the West, of Britain, France, America, and so on, until the Zionists came in and began to start pushing them back. And originally, much of this land, a relatively small amount of Palestine, was actually purchased by huge Jewish capital in the West. But what we see, especially in the period surrounding Jewish independence in 1948, is we find the emergence of Jewish terrorist organizations like Irgun, the Stern Gang, and so on, headed by Yitzhak Shamir, Menachem Begin, future prime ministers, terrorist organizations going out and actively creating terror and atrocities among the Palestinian population in Palestine. And probably the worst example was the Deir Yassin massacre in the weeks just before independence.
Okay, Ted, we got a break. That's the bumper music. We've got a break here. We'll be right back, folks.
Yeah.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
One,
the preservation of capital.
Two,
consistent profitability. And
three,
the pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexity of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
If you're ready, I'm willing and able. I'm gonna lay my cards out on the
All right, we're back. Ted, we only have a few minutes here. Some parting shots.
Yes. Well, what we're seeing in the world today, I believe, is a new enlightenment as the truth is coming out about some of the great primary forces which are destroying our nation, primarily evil Jewish leaders in the media, government, finance, and so on. And people should come to truthtellers.org, where we have the very largest resources there for explaining the danger of hate crimes legislation and the whole history of the Zionist conspiracy. These articles which we've been quoting from today are there, right at the homepage of truthtellers.org, and hundreds of other articles. You can also go to my videos, which are available at video.google.com. Several hundred thousand people now have watched those videos there. I have four major video documentaries, which you can show to your friends and spread the word.
All right. Well, Ted, I've always appreciated your sense of history. You're not one of these, how should I say, cut-and-paste preachers, that you'll take passages out of the Bible, and I don't mean to be disrespectful here to anybody that has a personal following with a preacher or a ministry or anything else, but we got enough people out there selling Jesus.
Yeah.
And they are not rooted in the history of mankind. They don't know of what they speak. The only thing they can do is quote some passages out of the Bible and tell you that God told you so, and I'm reminding you, and here's the plate, I'm passing it.
That's right.
And,
well, the Bible says where there's no vision, the people perish, and we're in an age where we're glutted with information, facts, figures, etc. But what there's a real scarcity is proper interpretation of these great events which are surrounding us, and that's what we try to provide at truthtellers.org.
All right. Well, Ted, I appreciate you coming on the program today and on short notice, but it is always a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you so much, John.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Reverend Ted Pike, folks, truthtellers.org. If you don't like the truth, don't go to the website. Don't even look at it. I would, if you're in your safety zone or your ignorance bubble, I would suggest that you stay there. If you think that you can't handle things today or you can't put one more thing on your plate, you've had enough, well, then you need to shut down and just close off because you are not willing to look at the root of our problems. And if you don't know where the root of the problem comes from, putting a Band-Aid on it when you have a busted arm ain't going to help much. It's got to be reset. It's got to be healed once again. So I appreciate the Reverend coming on. And as I stated at the outset of this broadcast, we are on a lot of new stations. And I would caution people to stay tuned to this broadcast. If there's anything that we say in error, we do not pay these radio stations for putting us on. We are there at their pleasure, and we appreciate that. But we dig very deeply to the root problems of what's going on here in America. And like I said, if you just want to live in your sheer panic, you want to live in your sheer ignorance, and you just want to be one of the bleeding sheep, well, this program is not for you. Controversial? At times it is. But so is the truth amid a sea of lies. It is always controversial. I want to get into a very... folks... The Bank of International Settlements came out last week, said, you know, there's a real possibility of a worldwide depression. Other people have come out, other commercial banks have come out and said, wait a minute here, we've got a, Houston, we have a problem. They are also starting to speak of very, very, very bad times to come. And it seems like we keep going through these cycles in this country, but we never get any smarter. If you want to look at the oil prices today, commodity prices, food, I don't care what it is, gas, which, by the way, natural gas prices, Halliburton owns 30% of that. Gee, they just seem to be in the right place at the right time with the right commodity and make a whole lots of money. I was watching the stock market today. That was one of the few companies that were making gains. Of course, all the energy sectors are Enron and, or I'm sorry, did I say Enron? I mean Exxon. They already burst their own little bubble by pulling what they pulled in California, affecting I don't know how many millions of people, tried to play the scam that, oh, well, a shortage of electricity and we're doing our best to reroute. No, they got in there, inflated the price 300%. They couldn't sustain it, and their little bubble burst. The same thing is going on right now with oil. The same thing is going on with food, other commodities out there. And you'd be fascinated that the people, the ignorance level in Washington, D.C., they're not going to fix what Phil Graham did back in 2000. No, he's now going to be John McCain's economic advisor. Doesn't that make you feel good? And I am fascinated by the amount of ignorance. You know, we did this once. By goodness, we're just going to fix a few things here. We're going to make a few adjustments and we're going to see if we can make this pig fly. In the meantime, what's going down the tubes, folks, is you and I. There's no reason. Did America get lazy? I'm willing to work for my daily bread, aren't you? How about an even exchange for my labor that I am compensated justly? How about a dollar that's worth a dollar? Let's start there. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Most of mankind's diseases have not been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with colds, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronize produces high levels of activated oxygen right in the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-05-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Life Change Tea is restoring America's health. Want to lose weight? Want to lower blood sugar levels? Want to have more energy? Do you not believe what I'm saying? Then read the testimonies. Go to the website GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us and get started today. The phone number is 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. For about a dollar a day, you can change your health, change your weight, and change your life. Again, online orders, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or order by phone, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is formulated by Dr. William W. Miller, Ph.D. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Well, folks, stage two of the mortgage collapse, $500 billion in pay option adjustable rate mortgages meet Piper in 2008, with a 60% being in California alone. I actually watched a financial news show yesterday that says, well, it looks like they have seen the bottom in California. Things are turning around in California. No, they're not. The next stage of this mortgage debacle is only starting to rear its ugly head, and all the early signs are telling us that this is going to be even worse than the subprime mortgage collapse. Now, we need to remember that the subprime mortgage debacle was only one facet of the global debt boom that has taken a stranglehold over the industrialized world. The United Kingdom is facing its own problems right now, and it's now starting to realize that even they are going to face a housing meltdown worse than what they're looking at right now. Yet, there is still perception out there from pundits and those in the media that this housing meltdown was caused purely by subprime loans, which could be not be anything, I should say, further from the that, in fact, is a big player in this mess, but many who once thought they were prime are going to be realizing there is nothing prime about them. Welcome to an even uglier side of things, which is only in stage one at the moment. We now enter pay option arm debacle. Now, not radio, it's television without pictures, but at any rate, $500 billion in total pay option arms are outstanding in the U.S. 60% of these are issued to folks in California alone. Now, the pay option adjustable rate mortgage is one of the most poorly construed mortgage product ever to face this planet. It was a pathetic attempt to allow a larger majority of Americans to have a piece of the great American credit Ponzi scheme Many of these loans give you the following pay options on a mortgage. A fully amortizing 30-year payment. Now, you pay both principal and interest on a 30-year schedule. Fully amortizing 15-year payment. You pay both the principal minimum and introductory rate. Remember those absurd rates they were giving people? Now, after that, payment changes each year. By the way, it never decreased. Now, just to show you how financially destructive these mortgage products will be, let's look at a $500,000 loan with a teaser of one of their 1.25% intro rates. Minimum payment, $16,666.26. Deferred interest, $850.41. Interest-only payment, $2,500. Fully amortizing a 30-year payment, $3,000. Fully amortizing a 15-year payment, $4,200 and some change. And fully amortizing a 40-year payment, $2,765. Now, the source on that one was mortgage X teaser, large amount of the payment to a later date. Now, you may be wondering, well, I'm sure only a handful of people opted to pay the minimum payment, right? Wrong. Business Week 2006. Now, the signs of excess are crystal clear. Up to 80% of all the option ARM borrowers added to the balance of the mortgage, a situation known as negative amortization. And once balances grow to a certain amount, the loan automatically reset at a far higher payment rate. Now, most of these borrowers aren't paying down their loans. They're underpaying them. Yet the banking system has insulated itself reasonably well from the thousands of personal catastrophes to come. For one thing, banks can sell some of their option arms off to Wall Street, where they're packaged with other better loans and resold in chunks to investors. Some $182 billion of the option arms written in 2004 and 2005, and an additional $83 billion this year, have been sold, repackaged, rated by debt rating agencies, and marketed to investors as mortgage-backed securities. Banks also sell an unknown amount of them directly to hedge funds and other big investors with appetites for risk. Now, the rest of the option arms remain on the lender's books, where, for now, they're generating huge phantom profits for some lenders. That's because, according to generally accepted accounting principles, or GAAP, G-A-A-P, banks can count as revenue the highest amount of an option arm payment, the so-called fully amortized amount. Even when borrowers make over the minimum payment, in other words, banks can claim future revenue now, inflating earnings per share. That's why you're seeing a lot of these banks. Watch Wall Street, folks. The energy companies are doing well. Halliburton's doing well. Banks, well, geez, even though they had these billions of dollars in write-downs, well, I saw the stock market today. Their earnings are up. Geez, how's that possible? Now, and for those of you who say you didn't see this one coming, now that paragraph that I just read you was pulled from a Business Week article in 2006 titled Nightmare Mortgages. Now, of course, Wall Street is no longer buying this stuff, so the $500 billion is going to implode, and no one's going to stop it. Also, you need to remember that 60% of the mortgage portfolio of pay option arms is here in sunny California, making us confront a $300 billion time bomb. Now, only 80%, or rather 80% only made the minimum payment on these toxic waste products. We'll draw your attention once again to the new chart recently released by Business Week. It's now down 30% in 1 year. And many niche markets are going to face 40 or even 50% drops. Now, this will prove a bigger hit on California housing market. The middle home will appreciate in Wonderland Realty of many homeowners and lenders. Now, we have a somewhat cruel fate in California. The median prices are crashing while many of these option arm products have been slowly growing in the past few years. This is why lenders such as WaMule, Wachovia, and Countrywide, who specialize in these toxic waste products, are down. WaMule down 84% from June of 2007. CFC, they're down 80% from last June. WB, they're down 65% from last June. Now, why do you think these companies are down so much? Aside from the subprime collapse, they have seen nothing in regards to the option arm debacle that is squarely facing them. $300 billion in mortgages alone in California that are worth so much less, let us assume that these products are now only worth half of that $300 billion. That means California alone, not even counting the other $200 billion out there, is going to hurt many direct lenders or Wall Street firms via the write-downs by $150 billion, with almost a guarantee given the 30% market decline. Now, market cap as of June of this year, WaMu, $7 billion. Countrywide, almost $3 billion. And it just keeps going on and on. Folks, this is absolute insanity. This is more than craziness. And they're telling us that, well, things look like they're getting better. Well, middle-class Americans are quickly finding out that the difference between wants and needs. Now, during an era of financial decadence, many are now finding it difficult to adjust psychologically to the new realities that confront us. There are many examples that we can use to cite this shift in consumer psychology. First, you don't need to own a home, but you do need shelter. Now, this can be met by leasing a place. You don't need a gas-guzzling tank to drive around on perfectly paved freeways. There are much more accessible, fuel-efficient ways of getting around. You can hold off by buying that massive plasma screen television. Maybe a 40-inch regular flat screen will do. But this will only be a temporary bump. What we are now facing is here to stay simply because years and years of financial irresponsibility are now crashing down upon us like a ton of bricks. Now, this was predictable and a consequence of spending beyond our means. The political jockeying is now going forward to once again cement this idea of the new paradigm. Now, some want to continue to drill for more oil as if saying, vote for me and you can continue frolicking in your F-150s and Hummers. Apparently, same segment of the population that thought lower interest rates on housing and easier lending standards. the ability for these companies to go out there and cause the problem. And if you believe that oil is the problem and the supply of oil is the problem, then you'd better wake up. It is not. This world is still awash in oil. It still is there. And the refining companies in this country, well, their stocks have dropped almost 50%. Well, why shouldn't they? To do it right now, going, hey, you know, this is pretty cool. I can remember when oil was $2 a barrel, and look, it's $135 now. Yeah, well, you're still out there having to pump the very same end product into your car, aren't you? You have watched this banking debacle unfold. You have watched your house drop in price. But this ain't over. Some people in this country actually feel insulated because, well, they were kind of on the inside and they saw this coming and, well, they made some changes and they're going to be just okay. No. The value of your money has dropped. Your purchasing power continues to drop. Your house continues to drop in price because it was artificially inflated. You're still going to be paying that $5 or $6 or $7 or $8 in gasoline just as well as everybody else. And sooner or later, whatever magic carpet ride you took, that's going to dry up as well. So enjoy your artificial insulated bubble for the time being because it's going to pop on you as well. But you're too stupid to realize it. Now, in May, The Economist pointed out in a rather quick and to-the-point article that the nominal nationwide drop in housing prices of 14.1% is the worst drop ever. Even more painful than the drop in 1932, guess what? When home prices fell nominally by only 10.5%. Now, folks, that 14.1% drop is even worse because of inflation, while the 10.5% drop in 1935. And a lot of people don't understand this. You know, I've pointed this out time and time and time again. Do you think we were worse off in 1929 than we are right now? Well, if you think so, then you haven't been paying attention. Because in 1929, we weren't caring. Some people put it at $60 trillion, some people put it at $100 trillion. But why are we even talking about trillions? What was the dollar worth in 1929? Pretty close to a damn dollar, wasn't it? But since 1960 alone, we have lost 80% of the purchasing power of that dollar due to what? Oh, some call it inflation, some call it this, some... You come up with any voodoo description that you want to. The mere fact is that here, present day, 2008, your dollar is worth exactly 2 cents. And that's not even going to be stable. When are people going to wake up? What do you think we have here, folks? An arithmetic problem? Greedy people just writing loans to people? Well, that it shouldn't have just... And not pay attention to reality. Because it's going to hurt you. It's going to hurt you badly because you've had your head stuck someplace in some dark, dank hole someplace. You've had it buried for a very long time. The inflation numbers from the Great Depression. The major phenomenon that occurred during the Great Depression is that of deflation. Period. We've always had inflation since then, but the major boogeyman that no one really wants to confront is that of deflation. In fact, knowing that Ben Bernanke is a major student of the Great Depression, I'm sure we'll fire up the printing presses before we fall into that deflationary spiral. Unfortunately, he may not have any control over this. And this is what the European banks are upset about. Yeah, 2%. By the way, Ben's going to have a little powwow next week, and he's going to let us know what the condition of his condition is. I'm glad that he drops in to see what the condition of the country is. Because he knew full well, folks, this guy isn't stupid. He knew full well by lowering the prime rate to 2% was going to cause rapid inflation. And what was he saying all the while? Well, we're keeping our eye on inflation. Yeah, just like a thermometer stuck in your sick kid's face. You keep watching the mercury rise. Well, sticking that thermometer in that kid's mouth, is that going to make the fever go away? No, you're just measuring how high it's going. That's what Ben Bernanke was. Oh, but don't worry, folks. Inflation's still under control. Didn't you hear the government figures last week? It's only 4.5%. What's everybody so excited about? No, inflation is running between 12 and 13%, and that's not counting the jump in fuel, associated costs with petroleum, shipping, anything else. Food, what you feed yourself, they left those core numbers out of the equation. We'll be right back.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of making a money-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your debt. That's 877-943-8600 or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meat, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from Internet Grocer to our...
1 year food supply, featuring the best variety. Call 903-356-6443.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Newswithview.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Inflation numbers, at least measured on a year-over-year percent change basis, are radically increasing all the time, folks, even after all the adjustment mumbo-jumbo that they do. Wages, and this has been going on for the past decades, wages have stagnated. You know, you have your housing booms and busts, massive growth in credit to make up for a lack of... Start measuring our gross domestic product by how many goods the consumers are consuming through credit, through their credit cards, through the banks. GDP used to be measured in actual physical things we produced. increasing fuel prices, dollar no longer backed by gold since the 70s, major part of our economy based on consumption, as I just alluded to, and a major part of our economy based on consuming real estate. And now we're all seeing the consequences of an impossible Federal Reserve policy that brought us the negative rates and thus fueled the specter of future consumer inflation that we are all now facing. Now, the needs are more pricier from an article published in 1932 in Harper's Magazine. As the Great Depression advances into the fourth year, it becomes increasingly apparent that the mortgage crisis involves something more than the little fellow struggling to keep his home. It is not only the function of shelter that is involved. The mortgage structure is a part of the whole economic scheme, into which is woven the intricate system of social interdependability, which allows us to live and carry on. When the customer processes are also interrupted, upon which we depend for both the comforts and necessities about the First World War year, the civilized world has experienced the greatest economic upheaval of which possesses in recorded history. The mortgage crisis is perhaps the final phase of this worldwide dislocation of our credit system. Well, folks, I just picked a story out of Dallas News, Dallas Morning News. Commercial foreclosures posting rise of 35%. Commercial property foreclosures posting in the Dallas-Fort Worth area jumped 35% in the first half of this year. That compares with more than 25,000 residential foreclosures posting during the same six-month period. We're just talking about the Dallas-Fort Worth area here. The biggest jump in commercial property foreclosures this year has been in the apartment sector. Now, that seems kind of odd. Why would that be? If more people are losing their homes, wouldn't they be moving into apartments? One would think. By the way, the postings are up 64%, but still fewer than 200 apartment buildings were scheduled for sale. Now, they tried to put a positive spin on this, and I'm leaving out the positive spins because they're saying, well, it's just modest. It's just modest. As you might think that, and get on top of the hour break. We'll see you tomorrow.
We must take America back. We must take America back.
All you mouth.